This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Last week, I talked about noxious weeds and discussed living with clover and plantain and dandelions. But what if you could just eat your yard? Well, I've called some of my gardening peeps weekend weed warriors. Perhaps a better moniker might be the Lazy Gardener's Veggie Garden. I discovered that purslane is edible and apparently tasty, at least to one University of Minnesota professor. Mind you, he knows for sure it's purslane and urges anyone that thinks they should randomly munch on things in their yard to be certain of what they're eating. I'll have pictures on my website, gardenbite.com, to help you identify those edibles. Purslane leaves and stems are a nice addition to salads. You can also steam them or add them to soups and stews. Once again, you need to know what plant you're eating. Spurge sometimes grows near purslane, and that is one weed you don't want to eat. Dandelions are well-known edibles. Every part of the dandelion is edible from spring to fall. The leaves are best when picked in spring before they become bitter. The flowers can be made into wine, and the taproot can be eaten like a root vegetable. I'll have a link from gardenbite.com to a site that talks all about wild plants to eat and how they can be eaten. Then there's burdock, a plant that at first glance looks like rhubarb. It is not. However, you can eat its deep, beige, thick taproot like a potato. The leaves are not very tasty. Of course, I'm not exactly sure if the taproot is either, but it's worth a shot. Clover makes a green tea. Lamb's quarter is a relative to spinach and beets. The leaves are loaded with beta-carotene, calcium, potassium, and iron. Be sure to check out gardenbite.com for more info. And now you can be a weed eater. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. Weeds or veggies. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.